This is Ozarks at Large. Ahead on our show, wonderful chamber music recorded yesterday in our Furman Garner Performance Studio with musicians who are part of the Chamber Music of the Mountain Festival that's happening right now in Fayetteville. Also happening now, the Summer Olympics in Japan. Opening ceremonies haven't taken place yet, but preliminary games in soccer and softball have started in Tokyo. 14 athletes with University of Arkansas ties will be seeking medals over the next 2 weeks. Charlie Allison, the executive editor with the University Relations at the U of A, helps us recall the first person with U of A ties to stand on a podium as Charlie continues his tour of the university's first 150 years.
It took a little romance for a Razorback athlete to win the university's first Olympic medal. Well, that's not quite right. It took romancing to get him to Arkansas. Winning the medal was all on his own. That athlete would be Clyde Smackover Scott. Scott wasn't the first Razorback to compete in the Olympics, though. Herman Bagby, nicknamed the Arkansas Flyer from Pine Bluff, placed fifth in the decathlon during the 1924 American Olympic Trials, where he had the fastest marks in the 100, 400, and 1500-yard races. In those days, the top four athletes qualified to compete in the Paris Olympiad. Placing fifth put Bagby on the bubble, but his speed led to his choice as an alternate, and he became Arkansas's first athlete to participate in an Olympiad, if only from the sidelines. It would be another 2 decades before Clyde Scott garnered the university's first medal. Scott was born in Louisiana, and his family moved the next year to Smackover, down near El Dorado in Union County. He grew up there and became a high school star in football and track. Along the way, he learned how to run hurdles the hard way. You see, Smackover not only didn't have a track coach, but it didn't have any hurdles to practice on either. Scott learned hurdling more or less by entering a hurdle race in his first actual competition against the nearby El Dorado High School team. In an oral history interview with the Pryor Center, Scott said he didn't learn until near the end of his running career that there was a specific technique with the arms that would have helped him maintain speed and fluidness while running over the hurdles. He said, quote, "My technique was to run real fast and jump over the hurdle, and then run like hell to the next one. That was my technique." Turned out that his athletic prowess was strong enough for him to receive an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy in 1943, where he played fullback for the Navy football team in 1944 and 1945. While on duty one day, he was assigned to accompany a visitor from Arkansas around the Annapolis campus. The visitor turned out to be Leslie Hampton, then reigning as Miss Arkansas. The two of them hit it off, and they were married a month later. They then returned to Arkansas, where Clyde could finish his degree at the U of A and continue competing in athletics. The legend is that they were married on a Tuesday and that Clyde arrived in Fayetteville for football practice on Wednesday. Well, Coach John Barnhill assigned him to both the football team and the track squad. His speed at track proved to be a significant asset on the football field. He was named an All-American in 1948, rushing an average of 7 yards per carry, and he carried the ball a lot. He set an Arkansas career record in rushing at the time with more than 1,400 yards. As good as he was at football, though, track was where he really excelled. In addition to his hurdling events during one meet, one of the Arkansas track coaches asked him to run the 100-yard dash, too, just to help add some points to the team's score. Not only did he add points, but he tied the world record of 9.4 seconds and established a new school record, of course. Competing at the end of the season in the 1948 NCAA Track Championships, he won the 110-meter high hurdles, tying the world record with a time of 13.7 seconds and barely edging out the famed Bill Porter of Northwestern University. Both Scott and Porter made the U.S. team for the 1948 Olympics, so they faced off again in London. During the preliminary races of the Olympic hurdles, Scott, Porter, and a third American, Craig Dixon, qualified for the finals. Here's the scene. Dixon is in lane 1, Porter in lane 2, and Clyde Scott is in the outside lane 6. In the other lanes are Peter Gardner of Australia, Alberto Triulzi of Argentina, and Håkan Liedman of Sweden. More than 70,000 spectators fill Wembley Stadium, including Albert Frederick Arthur George Saxe-Coburg Gotha, or King George VI as he's better known. As the starter lifts his gun, the crowd falls silent. The gun pops and the crowd rises to their feet. Clyde Scott leaps out to a good start on the center track. Porter gains on him quickly, though, and they run neck and neck through the remainder of the race, gliding across hurdle after hurdle without fault or misstep. Scott and Porter cross the final row of hurdles in almost identical positions, their left knees high to clear the hurdle and their right feet stretching forward to regain the running surface. Craig Dixon has pulled within a hair of the two, but he's a mirror reflection, his right foot high and his left foot outstretched. At the finish line, the officials clock Porter at 13.9 seconds, a new Olympic record for the event. Scott and Dixon were both clocked at 4.1 seconds, but a photo replay shows Scott winning the silver and Dixon winning the bronze. It's an American sweep. But the games aren't over for Arkansas. Two former Razorbacks, Gordon Carpenter and Robert Pitts, were part of the U.S. basketball team. The two of them played basketball at Arkansas and then joined the juggernaut Phillips 66 team after college, competing in the Amateur Athletic Union. At the Olympics, these two U of A alumni contributed to the U.S. gold medal win over France by the lopsided score of 65-21. After Clyde Scott's race, he and two other American athletes were introduced to Prince Philip out on the field of the stadium. A picture of them presents a study in contrasts: the American athletes loose, jocular, probably relieved that their events had finished, and the Duke of Edinburgh standing stolidly erect with his military bearing. On both sides of this coin, they seem unsure how to be around one another, or exactly what to say. Many years later, I met Mr. Scott. Ken Smith introduced me to him at the Chili Pepper Cross Country Festival one year, and Ken turned to me to ask whether I knew who Clyde Scott was. I did, but I feigned ignorance because I wanted to hear Ken's description, which turned out to be full of details that I didn't know. By the end of it, I think I felt the same way Clyde Scott had felt in front of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, Earl of Merionoth, and Baron of Greenwich. I felt good just to get out a "really nice to meet you, Mr. Scott." Today, more than 21 Olympic medals have been won by Razorbacks, 10 of which have been gold medals. If you watch the Olympics this year, keep an eye out for Dominique Scott-Eiford, who will be running distance events for South Africa, and Sandy Morris, who will be in the pole vault representing the good old U.S. of A. And we have an assistant track coach, Ryan Krauser, who holds the world record in shot put and will be defending his 2016 gold medal. And when you watch them, remember Clyde Scott, the hurdler who knew not how to hurdle, but did quite fine anyway.
Charlie Allison is the executive editor with University Relations at the University of Arkansas. And through the summer, he's delivering us U of A history as the school marks its sesquicentennial. More about the observations at 150.uark.edu.